This is Edwin DeWint, one-time moderator of Ask the Professor, and last season brought out of mothballs to be the temporary fill-in host for the real moderator of the show, Kathleen Teresa Bush, otherwise known as the woman we all called Kathy. Kathy Bush died on July 20th of this year of pancreatic cancer. Her leaving was as she wished it to be, not in the antiseptic coldness of a hospital room, but at home, surrounded by all those who loved her as she loved them. She leaves a big hole in the lives of all who knew her. Only 53 years old, Kathy was a caregiver in every possible sense of that word. An inspired and creative teacher as an adjunct member of the history department, the inaugurator and longtime director of the Learning Center, a unique and groundbreaking entity that was and remains so much more than a tutorial program for students, and finally, the associate dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Education. But even more than that, she was for many years the voice of Ask the Professor, and she transformed and rejuvenated that program with her own distinctive and deliciously unstoppable sense of humor. She had a profound impact on everyone who knew her, and we will all have a part of Kathy in us for the rest of our lives. To paraphrase and rewrite the ending of the great funeral oration scene in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, here was a Kathy. When comes such another? To which we, echoing the people of Rome, respond, never. And now it is my great pleasure to turn the microphone and all that goes with it to the next voice of Ask the Professor, who will, in his own distinctive way, also make radio history as the new moderator of the program, Dr. Matt Mayo of the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry here at the University of Detroit Mercy. Take it away, Matt.
Thank you, Edwin. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and today's show is dedicated to the memory of Kathy Bush. The tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. And today's show is dedicated to the memory of Kathy Bush of the College of Liberal Arts and Education, a friend to many colleagues and students here at the University of Detroit Mercy. I'd also like to introduce to you today's panel. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here, Matt.
You ready for Tuesday?
I actually don't have to start till Wednesday because I'm on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule.
You are the luckiest person who's ever lived in the history of the world.
Wow.
On my way over here, I was photocopying syllabi. Oh, and without hyperbole, I say that.
I did that yesterday,
okay.
Actually. So.
To her left, from the Department of Communication Studies, Professor Jason Roach. How are you doing?
Tremendous. Glad to be here.
Excellent. We're glad to have you, man. You ready for Tuesday?
I think so, but technically I don't start till Wednesday because I have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule.
What department am I in?
And I've won the lottery twice. Does that make me luckier than Beth?
Oh, man,
the
that's
two
fantastic.
Luckiest people in the world sitting next to each other.
How big a lottery?
I didn't really. I made that up.
To Jason's left, Professor Dan Maggio, now of Lego First.
First? U.S. First,
okay.
Yes.
US
Thank
first.
You.
Want to describe
to
a little bit what's happened to you since we last met?
I was offered a job working for US First, which runs robotics programs for K-12, and I accepted that position. So technically, I'm no longer a full-time employee of the university, but I've been around so long that they can't get rid of me. But hopefully someday I will return and continue to adjunct teach in the math department if the chair will allow me, as he's sitting right across from me.
Yeah, we'll hear about
so thank you
the
for
chair
allowing me to return.
Sure, absolutely.
Because I got to have places to put students for Math 140.
Yeah, we cannot do it without you, Dan. I can tell you that. Not many people knew while I was trying to find a way to bring it up at Dan's goodbye lunch that I had him for Calc 3.
Ah.
And it's his intricate drawings on the board that inspired me to become a good drawer myself.
And to go into chemistry. Wait a minute.
Yeah, there's a big problem. Big problem.
It's not too late.
Directly across the table from myself is the interim dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Education, Professor Roy Finkenbein.
Hey, Matt, with emphasis on the interim.
As always.
Good to be here. Let me just take a moment also to invite individuals to let them know of a memorial service we're having on campus for Kathy Bush on the 14th of September, Tuesday, starting at 3 o'clock. And it'll be an opportunity to not only to remember Kathy, but individuals who have specific remembrances will have time to offer that during the service. And it'll be in St. Ignatius Chapel in the Commerce and Finance Building.
To Roy's left, the newly installed chair of the Department of Mathematics and Computer Science, Professor Jeff Boats.
I'm no bark lounger like Beth, but but I do speak with hyperbole, although I prefer paraboles, circles, and ellipses.
I knew a joke about conic sections was coming sometime in this show.
And non-Euclidean geometry.
I'm a stand-up conic section.
I want to know what that installation process involved.
It involved me moving an entire pile of junk across the hall about 10 feet, which took 2 weeks because chairs are that busy.
I believe that, I've seen worse vestment ceremony. So, we'll take it, Jeff. We'll take it. And finally, to my right, from the College of Creative Studies, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here as always.
Thanks, Dave. Again. Thank you, everybody. We are going to dedicate this show to the late Professor Kathy Bush, and to do so, we're going to hit three of her most wonderful topics, things that she loved, things that she loved to teach, and things that she loved to talk about. The National Hockey League, the history of the country of Canada, which I believe we have a ringer, unfortunately, on the panel with regard to that.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Professor Chow.
Wait, hold it now. Don't set me up for failure that fast. You might revoke my citizenship.
No, setting people up for failure is a long-standing tradition.
We also have some questions about Irish history. These subjects were ones
now that
one
I'm
love
good.
To teach. So we're going to start things off, and these were submitted by the mysterious executive producer of the show, Dr. Vivian Dix, chair of the Department of Communication Studies. And we have 14 questions, and she says we should be able to answer 12 correct. So I'm going to start writing all my exams an 86%?
Correct.
Vivian always sets a high standard.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So I'm going to throw this one into your folks' court and see how we can go. We'll start by flexing our muscles, maybe a little bit. We're in Detroit here, hockey town. What were the original six NHL teams? Okay. The names of the teams and the cities, please.
Pittsburgh.
No. Detroit Red Wings, New York Rangers.
Not Pittsburgh?
Boston Bruins. Not
Toronto, Montreal.
Blackhawks. New York Rangers.
New York Rangers.
Yeah.
I thought Blackhawks. Pittsburgh was in there for sure.
No. What about Detroit?
I think it was
Detroit, Chicago, Boston, New York, Toronto, Montreal.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. The side note here, just for the record, because that is an exactly right answer, is that the original name of the Toronto franchise may be lost to antiquity. It was not the Maple Leafs, but it has been since then. There was some other name that is not noted here. Very interesting.
The Marlies?
Something like that. Wow, that'd be great. Let's put our Wikipedia person on it and get back at the break.
They actually get mentioned in a Joni Mitchell song.
That's right. Well, and around here we lament the fact that the Wings used to have one of their greatest rivalries with the Maple Leafs until realignment, and we really only get to play them once or twice a year now, so it's sort of an odd twist of
Speaking
expansion.
Of realignment, what is the idea of putting Michigan and the Ohio State Buckeyes in separate divisions?
That's what I get for using that word.
Divisions in what?
The new Big Ten /12.
We're going to have to see how that works out. I, as an Illinois basketball fan, was disturbed to hear we weren't even going to worry about divisions in basketball, so don't get me started. Okay. What trophy is awarded to the winner of the Eastern Conference of the NHL?
The mini Stanley Cup?
Patrick? the Lester Patrick?
It's not the...
No, hold
not
on.
The Conn Smythe.
Not the Conn Smythe.
Not the
Conn Smythe.
Not the hard trophy.
Think about all the parts of the great country of Great Britain.
Wales.
Wales Conference.
Wales Trophy?
The Prince of Wales Trophy. I'd say that's good enough there.
Okay. Why is it called that? I mean, what would be...
Well, how about we go to the Western Conference and you ask the same question? You should know this based on the old alignment of the NHL where they had people's names.
The Conn Smythe?
The Norris.
It's the Norris Trophy. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
There's only so many...
The Conn Smythe goes to defenseman, right?
No, MVP.
MVP. Well, thank you, question number four. What award goes to the MVP of the playoffs? And I'm saying bonus point because anticipating the next question is a pretty big deal.
Dan's that good.
MVP of the playoffs is the Conn Smythe Trophy.
Oh.
I was going to mention in my youth, remembering how the NHL was aligned by people's names, There is some pretty strong evidence that the two sub-conferences in the Big Ten may have sponsorship. So if you want Walmart versus Kmart, which...
So it won't be the Bo and Woody conference.
You know, that would be nice by tradition, but I'm not sure the other 11 teams or 10 teams...
What would be the absolute worst sponsor for a conference of college football?
I don't know. I thought Walmart versus Kmart sounded pretty bad.
Well, it's got to be some... pharmaceutical or steroid manufacturer.
It's one thing with sports teams, but in the days when I was a young instructor and regularly checking the job section of the Chronicle of Higher Education, there actually was an endowed share, the Kmart professor of business advertised in there, and I looked to see if you had to have a blue light on the corner of your desk.
You know, Kresge was a very revered businessman back in the day. The classic story, I think, being that he was supposed to give a commencement address and got up to the front of the mic. I want to say Harvard. I mean, maybe it's just an urban legend. And, you know, folks, I never made a dime speaking to people. Sat down, and then the ceremony continued. Very well-known character in the history of the city of Detroit.
Well, I'm seriously considering selling naming rights to the College of Liberal Arts and Education.
Hey, my university was called the Kmart of Colleges by newspapers in the area.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
There are colleges that have sold naming rights to their colleges.
Sure.
Florida Presbyterian, for example, became Eckerd College from the drugstore chain.
A lot of chemistry buildings in the state of Michigan, you know, are called the Dow Chemistry Building for just the same reason.
And CCS was the chair of transportation as a sponsor. So there's a couple that sponsors that chair. So,
okay.
You know, we know the Colorado Rockies as a Major League Baseball team, but the NHL's Colorado Rockies moved, and they became what current franchise?
Colorado Rock? New Jersey. Wow.
That's right, the New Jersey Devils. Absolutely correct. Like I said.
Named after an urban legend.
That's right, the Jersey Devil, right?
That's right. It's good to have a Canadian ringer on the team.
Oh, geez.
Thank you, David.
Which of the Canadian provinces has never had an NHL team in the 20th century?
Northwest Territories?
That's not a province.
But Brunswick?
Canadian province.
I would think it would be one of the Maritimes.
Yeah, Newfoundland, New Brunswick. None of them have had one. So.
Must be the major one. Saskatoon doesn't have one.
Saskatoon is a city,
right? Or Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan is what it says here, but now I'm thinking, I don't think there's an NHL team in PEI.
No, none of the Maritimes or none of it.
Maybe the truth is that way back in the 1900-somethings, each of those provinces had a team. It is possible.
It's kind of like the hockey equivalent of the NFL's Canton Oorang Indians, right?
The developmental league or whatever they call it.
Well, that actually was an original NHL team. Yeah.
The Canton Oorang?
Oorang Indians.
Oorang?
Oorang? O-O-R-A-N-G.
That's when they had Jim.
It sounds like something Lurch would say.
Actually, I think that was Maynard G. Krebs and Dobie Gillis. Oorang?
That's right. What was the first American team to join the original six? First American NHL team, if you want.
To join the original six?
They were all original in the six, and there were four American teams. How can we say which one was first?
Well, we had 13 original colonies, but they like to order themselves in terms of ratification of the Constitution.
I would say Boston.
So it's Boston, absolutely.
Alphabetically, probably.
Absolutely.
No, farthest east, I thought.
Ah,
closest to Chicago. No, Chicago.
What NHL city was the home of NHL teams formerly named the Falcons and the Cougars?
That's Detroit.
Absolutely. Detroit, Michigan.
Cougars were from Victoria, though.
And they moved here?
Yeah.
And what about the Falcons?
Well, they were here.
We have falcons nesting here in the bell
That's
tower.
Right. Peregrine
don't we?
Falcons. Okay, that counts. In the
we have trees nesting in the bell tower.
And there's this misshapen guy with a big hump in his back sort of stalking around up there.
Right. Rings the bells at odd hours all the time. What year was the first NHL All-Star game played?
In the 50s?
51.
Yeah, a little bit earlier than the
1945.
50s. 1945. So close. 47 is on the dot. I'd say that if a student answered a question like that in an exam, full credit.
Right.
Yeah, it was 1947. That's a long time if you think about All-Star games. Maybe baseball's a little bit older.
Yeah, baseball was in the 30s.
How many NHL All-Star games did Gordie Howe play during his career? The great one.
Oh, a lot.
13.
I knew
27?
This.
27?
Ooh, close. A little bit lower.
Many? 27.
Does that include WHA All-Star game?
I believe we're talking NHL.
25.
Okay.
25?
The answer was 23. His first was 48 as a Red Wing, and his last was 1980 as... What was his last team?
Hartford Whalers.
Hartford Whalers. That's exactly correct. Another one of those interesting things where a famous athlete starts and plays almost his entire or her entire career with one team, and then in the end kind of peters out on the East Coast.
Well, actually, I think his last...
yeah, he played in the IHL. AHL. Yeah,
well, let's see. His last, if you want to call it, you know, which was a stunt, he played for the Detroit Vipers for one shift.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So he could play in... It was it five different decades or
something?
Was it
five different decades.
Five different decades.
That's right.
Is that kind of like when the Chicago White Sox brought back Minnie Minoso to bat in one inning, so he could claim playing in four separate decades?
Yes.
Who was the first to score four goals in an NHL All-Star game? That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Ooh. Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, right on.
Okay.
The true great one.
The great one.
Yep. This is pretty fascinating. In the 85-86 season, Wayne Gretzky scored 215 points, breaking the previous record. Who held that previous record?
Either Robbie
Richard or Gordie Howe.
Yeah, one of the two.
Howe, I hear Hull.
Richard?
No, not Richard.
Okay,
can't be Messier.
Can't be Bobby Orr.
No, he was a defenseman. Really great, famous hockey players here.
Who?
You might actually get one wrong. You guys are on a tear.
Maurice? Maurice Richard?
I got to let it die here, guys.
Oh, man.
You know, fun.
He held the record himself.
Oh.
He broke his own record. Oh. From previous.
That's a trick question. That's a
very good question. That's
come on, Professor Maya.
We'll think a little bit about trick questions as we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
From the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How'd you do, Edwin?
Oh, gee, who is he today?
I'll just read a lovely article about Australia.
Professor Arthur Beer from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts was a regular on Ask the Professor from 1988 to 1999. Arthur still makes guest appearances on the show from time to time, and he always seems to come up with a different character voice when greeting the listeners at the start of the show.
From the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
How do you do?
Now, Arthur wasn't the only Ask the Professor panelist known for his impersonations. You see, one day the late Professor George Pickering was a little tardy in getting to the studio, so somebody had to at least try to fill in for him.
On my right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin. Aren't you going to introduce George?
Oh, yes. I forgot about George.
How could you ever?
I don't know. George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here. As always.
As always, yeah. Okay. Thank you for filling in for George, yes. On Kathy's right, also from the Department of History, Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. And on Greg's right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hi, Edwin.
Hello, Arthur. And entering the room right now from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department.
He's already been introduced.
Professor George Pickering.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always. Yes. Did I miss something?
Not really.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, no.
And we are back with questions about the National Hockey League in dedication to the late Professor Kathy Bush. Let's move on here, guys. You're pretty much on a tear. We only got one wrong, and we're going into what could be called the home stretch. When was the first All-Star game to go to a shootout played between the Eastern and Western Conference?
Well, the shootouts didn't start till pretty recently, did they?
If this were multiple choice,
I would have to say A.
He's a Canadian. He's the one that says A.
Yeah. Thank you. Have they ever?
It took me a couple.
Apparently,
seconds.
It's only happened once, and this is pretty recent stuff. I found it on the internet.
So it must be true.
It must be true.
No, that was another trick question.
1997.
We're going to have to take that one away from you, Dan. It was 2003. When Jason said recent, he meant recent. So only a few years ago.
Kathy always gave us more chances.
Careful, careful. Let's not get on the wrong side of
the host.
How many penalty minutes are given for fighting?
Five.
Five.
Good group.
All right.
That's a very good rock group.
Very good rock group. Five for fighting, right? You know what? That's right at the border, ladies and gentlemen, of what we were asked
we
to
got
do.
Bonus points.
Oh, wait a minute. If it's a tie, we got to go to a shootout.
Which border?
Plus it's bonus point for anticipation of a question. I think that we're ready to go. Very well done, professors. Very well
Would
done.
Would that be the Sarnia Port Huron border or the Ambassador Bridge?
Exactly. But everyone is busier. You know, listen to AM 1270 to get your information.
But we don't listen to the radio, Professor Mayo.
Well, we don't listen. What's the radio, Professor Mayo?
First of all, America doesn't own the moon.
What?
Professor Chow is amusing us with sketches of the panel, and they're quite interesting.
No,
they're
not
interesting.
Of the panel, of one person on the panel.
There's only one person.
Who now looks like Charlie Brown.
We're not going to play this like my two-year-old who thinks that people can see things through the phone. Daddy, look at the puzzle I'm working on. I can't see it. Let's move on to our questions about the history of the country of Canada, shall we?
Oh, Lordy.
In what year did Canada become a country?
1867.
Excellent. What city is the capital of the country of Canada?
Ottawa.
Very good. Excellent. Ooh, what Canadian city has the second largest population?
Quebec.
Montreal.
Vancouver.
Well, I've heard all sorts of things.
Toronto.
We need to come up with a group answer.
Oh, either Vancouver.
I would say
Montreal.
Vancouver.
I would say Vancouver. I would go for Vancouver.
I'll go for Montreal.
Vancouver. Okay. What would
LA
you do if you asked a student for an answer and they put down a right one and a wrong one and it was worth 10 points? You think five? You know,
I'd take them both.
Montreal is the answer.
Oh.
We had half the
my
table.
Second choice.
But Montreal. Half the
well, because so Montreal's the second largest
it's
city?
The second largest
city. So Vancouver
city.
Must be the
third. Then,
I believe Toronto is the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Toronto's the first.
In which province is the St. Lawrence River located?
Quebec.
Quebec is absolutely correct. I will not try to rhyme those words. In which province, oh my.
Which you inadvertently did.
I guess I should have read the questions ahead of time. In which province is Medicine Hat located?
That's Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
That's
my
you hometown. Tell it? Yeah, that's where Dave
Medicine
is from.
Hat is it hometown.
Is.
My hometown.
Medicine
I'm
Hat,
Medicine
Alberta.
Hat. I'm from Medicine Hat, Alberta.
That's
how did school. You? How did you end up here?
My parents kidnapped me when I was 5 years old. I didn't have a choice.
I can tell by the hat on your card. Yes, they did. Let's try to cover your...
No, actually, my grandfather ended up there after the railroads. Mm-hmm. So, lo and behold, I showed up eventually.
I'm glad they moved you.
Yes.
The lowest temperature recorded in Canada ever was negative 63 degrees Celsius in the Yukon Territory.
Holy smokes.
That is very, very cold.
That is really cold.
You're not going to ask us to translate that into Fahrenheit.
Well,
or
let's
or
just
Kelvin.
Say very cold. Well, I could do Kelvin.
That's 81 Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Minus 81. Ooh. That's cold. This is a two-part question, folks, so it's still 1 point. In what year and what city was this recorded?
Well, if it's a city in the Yukon, it's probably Yellowknife, right? No, that's Northwest Territories. City would have to
I'll give you help with the year. It was the same year as the first NHL All-Star Game.
No, it's 1947.
Correct. It was a very early month in the year.
It was the Yukon, was it?
Tuktoyaktuk then or something like that?
Is there another city called White something?
Doss, isn't there?
What's the capital of that province?
It's
not Yellowknife.
White Horse?
There's two capitals.
White Horse or something?
Yellow
like
one's White something. White Horse.
I think you're thinking of White
Yellow
Horse.
Yellowknife?
Yes. That's right.
But it's neither of these, unfortunately. It's a very interestingly named city that you might describe what happens to you as the same name
of
as this.
Cold. Frostbite Falls. Oh, no, that's
right. Perhaps you're walking by a shrubbery and it has some exposed branches and your pants get caught. And
snag.
It's actually snag.
snag
Yukon.
Snag.
Wow. Snag?
February 3rd, 1947, negative 63 Celsius.
And
that
are there knights who want you to bring them a shrubbery?
Yeah, it's possible.
I thought you were going to go see Monty Python. But you didn't go with it. So.
Sometimes you go to the big box stores, and I was like, isn't this just, didn't we just used to call this a tree or a bush? Like, no, this is a shrubbery, you know.
I want a shrubbery.
Very nice, with a path up the middle.
That's right.
What city has the lowest annual average snowfall in all of Canada? 47 centimeters. And that's still a lot, for the record. The lowest average annual.
Victoria?
Victoria is the answer. Absolutely.
The Miami Beach of Canada.
Nice.
my grandparents ended up there.
Figured it had to be close
Jeff,
to the Washington side.
For our standard
47
users.
Centimeters? It's about
centimeters
17 and a half inches.
Yeah,
or something.
There you go. That's still a lot.
Yeah.
I believe Detroit is under 10 on average, so that's a lot.
And we want to keep it that way.
No.
I like snow.
Well, snow hides things, so we like snow.
Well, keep in mind, when global warming totally kicks in, we are the resort area to come to.
That is true.
We are the Caribbean.
Thanks, Al Gore.
That's right, the Great Lakes, right?
So we should invest then, right now.
Yeah.
Buy out the property.
I'm building a resort.
Okay, Lex Luthor investing in the, on the coastal property.
Now, I think these questions might be sort of overlooking other sort of settlements, but what is the northernmost incorporated city in the country of Canada? Actual city with a charter, I believe.
Yellowknife? Yellowknife, Northwest Territories.
Yeah, absolutely.
But is Nunavut, does that have, it has cities more north, but what do you call chartered?
I think those are towns, possibly.
Towns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of interesting.
Yellowknife's a good 10,000 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly. Which of the Canadian provinces and or territories touch Hudson Bay? I can tell you that there are
Quebec,
four of them.
Ontario.
Ontario.
Quebec.
Ontario.
Northwest Territory.
Labrador. Like
no.
Newfoundland,
no
Labrador.
Labrador, no Northwest.
Okay. Newfoundland.
What's the
Saskatchewan?
New Brunswick?
Not to, Hudson Bay is above
the
New York,
yeah.
Isn't it?
The Inuit name for...
Oh, none of it.
Yeah. None of it. No. New York.
None of it. And?
There's one more.
Salmon Island.
PEI.
No. Manitoba.
Manitoba. Manitoba.
I was trying to think of the one to
Manitoba.
The west of west of Ontario.
That's right.
Manitoba, yeah.
Manitoba does have a border with
so much. I know what you're talking about. I know.
Dave is now going to draw a
map. I get it.
The map of Canada.
On the back of a Newton's pineapple.
You're actually drawing it upside down for my benefit,
it's a
too.
A pineapple reciprocal right cake, thank you.
You are, and I'm impressed.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, I was thinking of the Hudson River.
Oh,
I was. Well.
That would be very different. First of all, it's a different country.
I understand that.
But the river comes through the bay.
Albany is
Hudson,
not part of
Hudson, you know.
Jail Hudson's, Macy's,
there's a,
whatever.
There's a Hudson's in Detroit.
I'm having a long day.
There's a Vancouver, Canada. There's a Vancouver, Washington. So.
Yeah, that's true. I was afraid there for a second that Dave was going to tell us there were YouTube videos of him drawing the entire skyline of Paris.
No, not yet.
For those of you who know the
meme.
Boy,
I bet that went viral.
Yes. Who was Canada's first prime minister?
Oh, Lord, what's his name?
Pierre.
MacDonald? Got to be a Mackenzie.
MacDonald, actually. Is John Alexander MacDonald. Sounds about right.
You have the red hair and the...
To us Yanks.
It's hard and planned, the whole to-do.
That's right. The big red feet.
Yeah. Clown nose.
Ronald McDonald.
I love his burgers.
Is it true the Little Caesars is called Pizza in Canada? That's kind of freaky to me.
I don't think there's any.
It does have a different name, though.
I believe they didn't sue him for that.
What's it called?
Pizza.
I think it does have a different name.
No, it's just called
Pizza Square.
Oh, is it Pizza?
But there's a chain called Pizza, but yes. I don't think that, I'm pretty sure.
It's not Little Caesars.
Not Little Caesars.
No,
it's not Little Caesars.
Our listeners hopefully know that Detroit is the pizza capital of the United States. We've got everybody but Papa
and
John's.
And the Coney Island capital.
That's right, the home of the Big Two.
And the Party Store capital.
Yes. The home of the Big Two. I like
you don't
that.
Have round table pizza out here.
Oh. In which province is the city of Winnipeg located?
Manitoba.
I even knew that.
Former home of what NHL franchise?
The Jets.
Who became the...
Colorado Rockies, weren't they?
Avalanche?
No, that was Quebec that became Colorado.
Was it?
Colorado.
Well, they became the Sharks.
Coyotes, yeah. No, Phoenix that became the Phoenix Coyotes.
That's right, the Coyotes.
Okay, there you go.
I asked
and
a question.
They started
I
in
the
what
to.
League?
Oh, my.
Ooh, WHL.
Western
WHA.
WHA.
There you go.
L.A.
What was the name of the Norse explorer who probably was the first to reach the shores of Canada, probably Labrador or Nova Scotia, in the year 1000? I love the sincerity with which that's
Leif Erikson?
Oh, yeah, year 1000. Leif Erikson, absolutely. Okay. What was the name of the accord which gave the province of Quebec constitutional status as a distinct society, and why was that accord designated? Oh, we are going to have to wait till next time, folks. So please join me in thanking our panel, Professor Oljar.
Good to be here.
Professor Roach.
Good to be here.
Professor Maggio.
Great to be here.
Dean Finkenbein.
Fabulous to be here.
Professor Boats.
See y'all next time, eh, Hoser?
And Professor Chow.
What am I doing here? Oh.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Communication Studies Department in the Briggs Building in the College of Liberal Arts and Education on the University of Detroit Mercy McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let's restore the roar, shall we?